Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, I tried again. Still no answer.
Sharon?
Don't even know if it's the right number.
Whoa.
It's been so long since... years.
Well, it's no good asking me.
No. It's Kylie we need to talk to anyway.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got all this lot to worm. After I spent half the morning helping Mike clear up the green.
I know.
And we had that Leonie Snell and her bloke messing around.
Well, I hope they enjoyed the bonfire. And I hope there's no more nonsense about moving it off the green.
No, I think we've heard the last of that.
Right, well...
Susan, look, I know I said this before, but Kylie is Clive's daughter. He's the one who should be calling her, not you.
Neil.
Well, if he's really gone and turned over this big new leaf like you said...
I don't want to argue about it. Oh. I'll go and try that number again.
Good. Well, now we're all here...
Oh, sorry. Can I just check this is on?
What?
The baby alarm.
Yes, of course.
There. Okay. Right.
If you're quite ready.
Okay. So now we're all here.
Apart from Brenda.
Tom, please. Let's get this meeting started, shall we? Pat?
Okay. I'll do the good news first. As you already know, Grey Gables have just renewed their ice cream and yoghurt orders.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Here, here.
And I had a call yesterday morning from Morgan's, the Felpisham caterers. They've not only renewed their old order, they've upped it.
Yes, it's fantastic.
On a trial basis, but it's all a step in the right direction.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, maybe.
But... And yes, I know it's early days, but it shows that the Bridge Farm brand still does have some life in it, some commercial value.
Okay, okay. Look, I know you're all working hard to get back the orders, and it's very nice to have some positive news for once.
Thank you, Tom.
But, well, I mean, come on, let's stay real here. Two customers out of... How many? It's hardly a turnaround.
It's a beginning.
Here we go.
All I'm saying
We've got to start somewhere.
All I'm saying is it's been how long now? We all know how dire the situation is financially. You're saying give it time. I'm saying we literally can't afford to wait.
Well, that's what we're here to discuss.
So let me guess, Tom. You think...
I really think if we're to save the business, we need to go for a radical change.
Whoa, whoa. Let's just stop right there, shall we?
Helen?
I might as well say this right now. I'm not going to work under the Tom Archer brand.
What?
I'm not going to work...
Oh, well, that's just great, isn't it?
Helen...
So what exactly are we here for?
Shall I tell you why? Well, it's quite simple. This isn't your business, Tom. It's the whole family's.
Yeah, yeah, here, here.
And whatever brand name we choose, it should reflect that.
I agree.
OK. If you just let me explain the reasons why...
No. I'm sorry. It just wouldn't be fair to market our goods under any one of our names. You can see that, surely.
Well, fine. If you won't even listen to my point of view...
Oh, Tom, nobody's saying that at all.
Well, it seems like I'm wasting my time here.
It seems perfectly reasonable to me.
I mean, if there's some kind of hidden agenda to veto my suggestions...
Oh, don't be so paranoid.
Maybe I should take my business and go somewhere else and start up on my own.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Tom!
Well, if that's what you really want, I'm sure no one's going to stop you.
Helen,
believe me, I am quite serious.
What a great start this is.
Tom! Helen! Both of you, please! We shan't get anywhere if we go on like this. There is no hidden agenda. I've come here with a completely open mind, and I'm sure the same goes for your dad too.
Well, yeah, I...
So, let's start again, shall we?
Yeah, hello?
Oh,
Who is it?
Hello, I'm trying to get a hold of Sharon. Sharon Richards.
Who's speaking?
Is this the right number?
Mum?
Is that for me?
Yeah. So who is it? Dunno.
It's Susan. Susan Carter. Hello?
What?
My name's Susan Carter.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Susan? Who? Oh.
Yes, hello?
Oh, is that Sharon?
Yes.
Hello, it's Susan. Susan Carter from Ambridge.
Oh, Susan. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry to call you out of the blue like this. Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
So, how are things? Have you been keeping well?
Not so bad. And you?
Yeah, we're all doing fine, thanks. Busy, but no complaints really, you know.
Yeah. So,
Oh, yeah, well, I tell you why I'm calling. I'm trying to get hold of Kylie.
Kylie?
Well, yes, it's...
Well, she's not here. She's away at uni.
Well, it's about my mum, Kylie's nan, Ivy. You remember Ivy.
Ivy Horobin?
Yeah. It's sad news, I'm afraid.
And actually, if you think about it, it's quite a big thing I'm doing here.
What, trying to take over the whole business?
No, Helen!
All right. Calm and sensible, remember?
Of course, we're all partners in the same business. I'm not trying to launch a takeover.
Good.
What I'm doing is offering you all a slice of my success, of the Tom Archer brand.
Oh, well, Tom, that's very generous of you.
A brand's not just a name on a packet, Tom. We all need to have a stake in it.
Yes, it's a big emotional investment.
Yes, and we'd still be using the family name.
Oh, come on.
Archer! That's what people would see out there on the shelves.
Yes, and oh, look, it just happens to have Tom in front of it.
OK, so, Helen, I suppose you think we should go for Henry's instead.
Well, why not?
Oh, so now who's trying to take over the business?
Well, it makes just as much sense as Tom Archer. I'm sure any focus group would love it.
Oh, so now you're suddenly the big marketing expert.
Tom, all right.
You see, I knew we should have had Brenda
all right,
here.
Listen. Now, stop it. That's enough. This is pointless. We're just going round in the same old circles. So can you both shut up for a moment and let me say something?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, just to remind you, the reason we're all here is to try and save a business it's taken us years to build up. A business we're still very proud of. All we want in the end, me and your mum, is to keep it going so that we can hand it over to you two when the time comes. Isn't that right, Pat?
Well, yes. Yes, it is.
And if we can't do that, then we'll have failed. We'll have let you down. As simple as that. You understand?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
So, the Bridge Farm brand means everything to me. It's what my life has been about since we took this place over.
We do understand that, of course.
Can I finish? It's been a very hard decision, but I do accept things are now so desperate that we'll have to rebrand or risk going bust.
Right. So, well, we're all agreed on that anyway.
Yes. And it seems to me that if we have to lose the Bridge Farm name, then we do have another perfectly good brand already in place.
Exactly.
Dad, I've already told you...
No, Helen, no. Not Tom Archer. I'm talking about Ambridge Organics. It's already well established, not directly associated with the E. coli. But I'd be happy to go with it. In fact, it seems the obvious compromise. Well, then, how about it?
Thursday morning, so I really need to let Kylie know in case she wants to come.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's...
You'd be very welcome to come along too, of course.
No. No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
Not all that way. Not back to Ambridge.
OK. But what about Kylie? Do you think she'd be able to come?
Well, I don't know. I expect she's busy at uni. Oh,
well, we shan't know till we ask.
And it's all such a long time ago, Susan.
Yeah, but... Ivy was her nan, all the same. I ought to tell her, so if you could just give me her number.
I could give her a message.
Well, it might be best if I talk to her myself, Sharon. Which university did you say, Lancaster?
Well, she might... I mean, it's still quite early. She'll most likely still be in bed.
Well, that's okay.
Students, you know.
I can always give her a call later. It is quite important, Sharon... Or I wouldn't ask.
All right. Hold on. I'll get her number for you.
So, shall we say Wednesday lunchtime? Mm,
sounds good to me.
Yeah. Though I'll have to check with Brenda first.
Yes, yes, of course.
No, it's fine. Just let us know if there's a problem.
Will do. Okay, well, I'll see you later then.
Bye.
Bye, Tom. Well, he seems happy enough.
Oh, I think happy may be overdoing it.
Well, whatever. He'll go along with a compromise.
That was a skillful bit of mediation, Tony. Well done.
I'm glad it worked.
Though your idea came as a bit of a surprise all round. You kept very quiet about it.
Well, to be honest, Pat, till I said it, I wasn't sure myself.
No. It definitely feels like the end of something. An era?
Well, no point in being sentimental, is there?
No.
The old brand has done well. Served its time. It's not about us anymore. It's the kids. It's their future.
Yes, you're right.
So, it's goodbye Bridge Farm and hello Ambridge Organics.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Dinner in 10 minutes.
Oh, great. Smells good. How did it go? Did you get through to Sharon?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Well, she was overjoyed to hear from me, that's for sure.
Ah, well, she did talk to you, though.
Yeah, she was polite enough. But as for coming down to the funeral, no way.
No. What about Kylie?
Ah, spoke to her just now.
Oh, what?
She's such a nice girl, Neil. She was really friendly and sad to hear about Mum and interested in all the family, not like Sharon at all.
So is she coming down?
Oh, yeah, she's very keen.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Oh, she had to check out her lectures and the trains first.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell her Clive was going to be there?
Well, yeah, of course I had to.
And has she heard from him at all since he walked out on him, when was it, 20-odd years ago?
Well, if she has, she didn't mention it.
Mm. How's she going to feel to meet him again after all this time, eh?
It might be a bit awkward at first, I suppose.
Awkward? Yeah, to say the least.
Well, it's her decision. And it's not our business, really. It's between her and Clive.
So, a New Year's wedding.
I know some people think we're mad,
no,
but...
No, it's a lovely idea. Start of the year, everyone's still in holiday mood.
Yeah, or hungover.
Maybe the odd one or two.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, in a rush. Must get these in the post.
Well, you're still in time. He's not been yet.
Great.
Well, it's all booked now anyway.
And I hear you managed to get a room at Grey Gables.
Yeah, thanks to Caroline.
Mm.
Oh, we're so lucky. She's been ever so kind.
Well, it all sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and this afternoon I'm going with Clary to look at dresses.
So, let me guess. Wedding plans.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sure Chris doesn't mind.
An old romantic like me.
You can never have too many weddings.
Well, one will be quite enough for me, thanks.
Well, I'd better run.
Oh, Ruth, I wonder, do you know when... Well...
When what?
Well, either of you... Ivy Horribin's funeral.
Oh.
Do you know when it is? I just spoke to Neville. He thought it was on Thursday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what Will said. Thursday morning.
Ah, yes, I see.
Is that going to be a problem for you?
Oh, no. I didn't mean
it. Are you sure?
No, I was just curious.
Okay. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, sad about poor old Ivy.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cast a cloud over your wedding plans.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
So, you're off to choose a dress.
I had a visit from Oliver, so I'm running way behind.
There's not a problem with the blower.
No. It just never quite seems to reach this corner.
Well, I suppose we could always leave the cows out a day longer.
Why?
If you need more time to get the yard strawed down.
Oh, come on. It's no use putting off the evil moment.
Well...
You saw the bottom paddock. It's starting to poach up a bit already.
I know.
You could give me a hand, if you like.
So, why was Oliver here?
Oh, I think he was a bit lonely. Felt like a chap.
Oh, yeah?
He'd taken Freddy out hunting on Saturday. The first full meet of the season.
Sounds fun.
Charging all over Hayden, Barrow, Freddy up there with the best of them.
Really?
Sounds like he did really well anyway. Keen, you know.
Like his dad.
Yeah. Well, Oliver was impressed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Although he mostly wanted to talk about badgers. He and Ed have got their TB test coming up.
Oh, well.
You know, they've been trying alternatives to culling. You know, mineral licks to boost the badger's immune system.
Trying?
Right. Well, now he wants to try vaccination.
Really? At Grange Farm?
No, if it's to do any good.
And that's, shall we say, debatable?
Yeah, well, it would have to be a properly organised programme over the whole area, so we'd have to get all the big local landowners on board.
Of course.
Trap every badger, vaccinate them and let them go again once a year for 5 years.
Is he serious?
Oh, yes. I don't think he's got much of a hope either, but...
As a responsible chair of the local NFU...
Yep, I said I'd do my bit, ask around, try and canvass some local opinion.
Well, it would be nice to think it'd solve our TB problem forever, but...
Well, nothing's going to do that, not even a mass cull.
No.
Right, I reckon that'll do.
Well, I'm going to leave you to it. I've got a call to make.
Yeah?
The guy I met at the dairy event, Jacob, remember? He was trying to get a supermarket contract.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see how he got on, if he's got any tips.
Yeah, might be worth a try.
Oh, and David, I saw Christine this morning. She was asking about Ivy Horribin's funeral.
Oh, Clive.
Well, he's bound to come, isn't he?
Yeah. What did she say?
Not much. She just asked if I knew when it was. But I could tell she was anxious about it.
Well, at least she's got Jim there now.
I know, but all the same, maybe you should give her a call.
Well?
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
It's gorgeous.
Feels a bit tight.
And they can always fix that. And I love the satin lacing at the back.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite sexy.
Yeah. Wish I could fit into something like that. Give Eddie a surprise.
Oh, I don't know. There's something not right.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the pleating. Looks a bit fussy.
Mm. Well, I don't see what you mean.
Oh, I don't know, Clary. I can't decide.
That's okay. Take your time. It's a big decision. You want to get it right.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, no.
Oh, you've been ever so patient.
Don't you mind about me. I'm enjoying it. And there's still plenty of time.
Well, it's taking longer than I thought.
Mm, I suppose. But actually, you did say you wanted to choose something for your honeymoon.
Oh, well, that can wait if it has to.
Yeah, decide where you're going first, eh?
Oh, well, we were talking about this last night.
Oh.
You know Will's got the whole week off.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew's having Jake and Mia, so, well, we've decided to raid the bank and go somewhere really special.
Oh, where?
Well, we've narrowed it down to two places. Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt or the Cape Verde Islands.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they both sound wonderful.
Yeah. Will doesn't mind which, so, well, it's up to me to decide.
Cape Verde?
Yeah, what? Yeah, they're off the west coast of Africa, so it should be nice and warm.
Oh, lovely. Sounds like a real paradise. Me and Eddie thought we was lucky to get to Torre Molinos.
Well, it's only the once, isn't it?
Yeah, you should definitely go for it.
I've got some printouts I can show you later. Perhaps you can help me decide?
Yeah, of course. But maybe we should think about the dress first.
Yeah. Come on, Nick. Stay focused.
Now, you're still worrying about that pleating.
Mm, yeah. Oh, it is lovely, but... Oh, I'm still not quite sure.
Okay, so why don't we try the ivory chiffon?
So how are things with you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm doing very well.
And your house guest?
Jim? Oh, yes, he's fine too. He's still here.
OK?
Well, he's not actually in at the moment, but...
It's great for you to have him around.
Oh, and he's the perfect guest.
Oh, great.
Though, of course, I can't expect him to stay forever.
No, well, that's partly why I'm calling, actually. Ivy's funeral on Thursday.
Yes.
Well, there's no reason for you to go, of course.
Oh, I wasn't planning to.
And there's no reason for you to see Clive, either.
No, but it's just the thought of him anywhere near.
Yeah, I know.
After I nearly bumped into him the other day on the green.
Well, we don't want that happening again.
No. I still go cold when I think about it. I know it's silly.
It's not silly at all. Have you talked to Jim about the funeral?
Well, you know, I don't like to bother him too much.
Auntie Chris?
He's done so much for me already.
Yeah, but will he be around on Thursday?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not quite sure.
Oh?
I think he might have one of his lectures for his U3A class.
Well, why not ask him, to be sure?
Well...
Go on. And listen, if Jim's not there, you could always come down to Brookfield and let us look after you.
Oh, that is kind.
Well, the offer's there. But talk to Jim about it first, hmm? Let him know how you feel. I'm sure he'd want to know.
Oh, it's nice to sit down. You must be dead on your feet.
Not quite yet. And I've had such a nice afternoon.
Yeah, it's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'm just sorry we wasn't able to find you nothing.
Well, at least it's helped me decide what I don't want.
Uh-huh. That's a start.
But anyway, there's no need to panic. I'm going to leave the shops and start looking on the net instead.
Oh, you think you'll have more luck on there?
Well, there's bound to be plenty of choice and, well, might be cheaper too.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you can pick up a bargain.
I'll start looking tonight, but I'd still like to have your advice before I finally decide.
Well, yeah, of course.
If that's okay. Oh, by the time we're done, you'll probably never want to see another wedding dress as long as you live.
Oh, don't be dark. Now, this is so nice for me. It's a real privilege. It's like I said, because I never had a daughter of my own to do this with.
Oh, well, oh, you've been so kind.
Ah,
thanks.
Nick, you know you're more than welcome.
Okay, so, what about this honeymoon?
Hiya.
Hello. Was that Bert you were talking to?
Yeah, that's what took me so long.
The dinner's on its way.
Oh, great.
So, where was Bert today?
Brampton Green.
And?
Oh, clean sweep. You came first.
Oh, well done, Bert.
Yep, well chuffed about it. I had a complete action replay out there. His classic opening furrow and his perfect ins and outs. Gripping stuff.
Sorry I missed it.
So, anyway, any luck with your contact? The guy from the dairy event?
Well, good news and bad, really.
Oh?
It's an interesting story. He seems quite a character, our Jacob.
Yeah?
Very determined. He went to a marketing conference, nabbed a supermarket milk buyer, and somehow persuaded him to come out and see his farm.
See what you mean.
Anyway, the buyer was really impressed, loved his paddocks and the way he manages the herd.
Hmm. Well, just like our setup, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, and the bad news?
There was no contract on offer. The buyer had all the suppliers he needed.
Okay.
And it sounds like the same goes for the whole area.
Yeah, well, I can't say I'm surprised.
Okay, so it's depressing in a way, but at least it shows we're doing all the right things with the herd, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
But... our milk's good enough, and our welfare standards, so I'm not about to give up yet. I reckon if we do our homework, find the right contacts and be persistent...
Okay, hang on, I'll get it.
Do you mind?
No.
I'll go and give the boys a call.
All right, it's probably my... Hello.
David?
Oh, Auntie Chris, hello.
I hope you're not in the middle of your supper.
No, we haven't started.
It's about Thursday, the funeral.
Oh, yeah?
You are quite right. I needn't have worried.
Well, did you talk it through with Jim?
I didn't have to. He brought it up before I even had a chance.
And?
He heard about the funeral this morning and knew I wouldn't want to be left here alone. So he's already cancelled his U3A talk.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's taking me out for the day instead. So I won't be anywhere near the village.
Oh, well, that is great.
Yes. Oh, it's such a relief. It really had been weighing on my mind.
So, good old Jim, eh?
Oh, so sweet of him. He's such a kind and sensitive man.
Will you be long?
I don't know. It depends how long it takes. So I want to see if Cliff's really sorted out this electoral problem at the market site.
Well, I thought you said...
He claims they're back on schedule, but I'd rather see it for myself.
Oh, Brian, have you heard from Debbie?
Well, only to say she's definitely back for the BL meeting on Friday.
Yeah, but did she say when? In which flight?
No. Well, you know what she's like.
Oh, I was hoping she might come Thursday evening and stay for the night.
Did she say that to you?
Oh, when do I ever get to talk to her?
Well, I mean, she may not even know herself yet.
No. I thought I might do pheasant for supper on Thursday.
We've got a lot of full hanging there. We ought to eat them up.
Yes. And I thought I'd see if Adam and Ian can come.
Ah.
And have a nice family supper for once, with Debbie here, all of us together.
We could, I suppose.
Well, you don't sound very keen.
Well, if Debbie is here, I'm sure she'll be very tired.
Oh, yes, all right. I can't make any plans anyway until we've heard from her.
No. Well, I'm already late for Cliff. I'll see you later.
Right. Bye.
I had all that time off last week, so, well, I needed to get back into the shop.
Well, if your family's left all the hard work to you...
Oh, well, the funeral arrangements are all sorted. Alan was really helpful, so I can relax a bit now.
And will all the family be coming along?
Yeah, yeah, I hope so. Oh, there, look. It's back again.
What is?
The van outside number 3. Your new tenant's moving in.
Oh, yeah, Ilona.
Yeah. She seems nice enough from what I've seen of her.
Yeah, 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 it's charming.
And her two girls, what they like.
I've hardly met them.
Well, after all that work you'd had done on the house, I'm sure it's lovely inside. They're lucky to get it.
Yeah, well.
I have to say, I'm a bit surprised she can afford the rent on her wages.
Oh?
Well, a care assistant's not the best paid job in the world.
No. Can I have a pack of my ciggies? A 20?
Hold on. I'll have to open a new carton.
Thanks.
And it doesn't sound as if her husband's around much. Lives away somewhere, does he?
I think so. I've really no idea.
Oh, funny that. I think he'd want to keep in touch because of the kids.
Well, Mum's so pleased Alone is staying around anyway. She's so good with Jack. Oh, Susan, have you heard the latest about Harry's big romance?
Oh, you mean his trip to Poland to see that girl?
Yeah, Zofia.
Apparently he went off at the weekend. Seems a long way to go to me.
Well, yeah, but...
Right there, that's 1820 altogether.
Right. Well, it shows it must be the real thing, darling. Well, true love. I mean, if a man was willing to fly halfway across Europe to visit me...
Oh, sorry, that's me. Oh, Kylie.
Kylie?
Yeah, text.
Kylie?
Sharon's daughter. Sharon Richards? She stayed in the caravan at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yes, Sharon.
I'll have to call her after my shift.
The one who left her knickers in John's bed.
Did she?
According to Tony, family legend, darling.
Oh. Well, that doesn't really surprise me, I suppose.
And Kylie is her little girl?
Well, not little anymore. She's 22 and away at university.
Oh, dear, that makes me feel old.
Well, of course. Clive walked out on them both when she was just a baby.
Yes.
As far as we know, he hasn't been in touch with her since.
Tony? Tony?
Oh, great.
Hey, don't rush off. I've got something for you.
Oh?
Here, look. First of the season.
Pheasants?
Yeah. They're a nice brace. I picked them out specially. They were shot on Saturday, so you could hang them a day or two more if you like.
Right.
So, if I give them to you now...
Yeah, thanks.
It'll save me coming down to the farm.
Yeah, I just came down to the post.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more if you want them. Oh, we've got masses of birds this year, keeping the guns happy. Well, all thanks to Will.
Well, so long as the guns are happy.
It's all good for business.
Business, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, help. Oh, is that Linda?
Eh?
Yeah, don't look, don't look. Oh. Oh, it's all right. She's driving on.
What? Why? Oh.
She called me at the weekend in a fuss about the Christmas show.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, if she has to choose international acts from across the world in Ambridge, no wonder she's struggling.
She wants you to do an act?
Oh, no. She wants me to help recruit some more talent. But she's already approached everybody I can think of.
Ah, good luck to you both.
Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry. It's all very trivial and you've got far more important things on your mind.
Oh, no, no. You don't need to worry about us.
Tony, of course I do.
We're not bust yet. We'll survive.
Well, of course you will, but
We're already planning a whole new marketing strategy. We had a very productive family meeting at the weekend.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. A lot of really great new ideas came out of it.
Oh, good. That's marvellous.
And I expect you've seen Tom's pig video on the internet.
Oh, the football thing, yes.
Yeah, it's been a huge success. It's been getting thousands of hits.
Yeah, so I gather.
Well, it all shows what you can do. I mean, how much you can achieve when the family works together to help each other out.
Yes, yes, you're right. Yes, it does.
Thanks, Susan. Bye.
Well, I'd better get my shopping done.
Oh, hello. Well, you two putting the world to rights.
Hello, Lillian. I'm sorry. Can't stop. Bye.
Oh, bye. So, pheasants from Jenny. A peace offering.
Don't ask me.
Sure, she's not trying to poison you, darling.
Oh, Lillian, hold on.
What?
Can I just have a word about Mum's do on Sunday?
Oh, sorry, can't stop now, darling. Matt's waiting in the office. Bye.
Susan, hi. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, is this a good time?
It's fine. I'm just out of a lecture, so...
Oh, not too busy, then.
I'm just walking back to mine.
So, Kylie, are you still planning to come down for the funeral?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to book my ticket when I get home.
Oh, good.
That's why I wanted to speak to you, really. You see, I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh?
Yeah, it's like a travel problem. I can get down on Thursday on the early train, but I don't want to come all the way back up to Lancaster on the same day, not if I can help it.
Oh, so you're thinking of staying the night?
Well, I've got nothing urgent on Friday morning, so...
Well, yeah, it's a long way. You'd be better to stay over.
Thing is, I know I could probably stay at Grandad's place if I asked.
Oh, on the green?
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure how much room there'll be. I don't mind sleeping on the floor, but...
No. You don't want to do that.
To be honest, I'd feel a bit awkward, really.
Oh, now, look, Kylie, there's no need for you to stay with your Grandad. You come and stay with us instead.
Oh, really? Would you mind?
Of course we wouldn't. We'd be delighted.
Oh, great. That's really kind. Oh,
there's only me and Neil. You could have him as old room.
Oh, fantastic. You're quite sure about that?
Yes, I am. Now, what time does your train get in on Thursday morning?
Oh, I'm not sure exactly.
Well, you let us know and I'll get Neil to pick you up from the station.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind getting a taxi.
But let us know which train and he'll be there. You can send us a text.
OK, then. I will. Thanks, Susan. Thanks so much.
Hello, you're back.
Yeah, it all took less time than I thought.
Is that a good or a bad sign?
Oh, they've had the electricians working overtime. Seem to have solved the lighting problem.
Oh, that's good.
So Cliff's expert opinion is that we'll still make the deadline, Touchwood.
Oh, well, I'm going to make some tea. Would you like some?
Yes, please. Oh, darling, another email from Debbie.
Oh, what did she say?
Oh, disappointing news, I'm afraid. She gets in on Friday morning. She's going straight from the airport to the meeting.
Oh, well, that is a pity.
And she's flying back late afternoon, so we'll have to postpone that family supper.
There's no need to sound quite so relieved.
Well, you can always freeze the pheasants for another time.
Brian, at least I'm trying to make things easier.
What things?
To help us all get along and stop being such a, well, a dysfunctional family.
Oh, come on, you're being melodramatic.
That's what it seems like sometimes, since you had that big row with Adam.
Not a row, it was a frank exchange of views.
So why are you hardly speaking?
Because we've both been very busy.
As far as I can tell, things aren't much better with Adam and Debbie.
It's a complicated scheme. There's a lot at stake. Bound to be a few differences of opinion. It's the same in any business. Creative dynamism.
Call it that if you like, but it sounds like quite a serious family disagreement to me.
Jenny, Adam and I are open and honest with each other, and that's bound to cause a bit of healthy friction now and then. It's how we operate. You must try not to take these things to heart.
I'm sorry, but I've just had Tony going on about how wonderful it is to have his family working together to save the business.
He said that?
Yes, he was full of it. How they've united in the face of adversity, while we're at each other's throats all the time.
Come on, he knows nothing about the dairy scheme.
No, but that's what he meant.
Anyway, whatever he said, Tom's hardly the model team player. I wouldn't believe the half of it.
Seriously, Brian, with you at such loggerheads with Adam, is this really a good place to be in, at the launch of a massive business venture?
Well, let's say Adam's entitled to his point of view as I'm entitled to mine.
That's just what I mean.
Yes, I wish he'd be more cooperative. Of course I do.
And, well, won't it all cause problems at the BL meeting?
Adam won't be at the meeting.
Yeah, I know, but if...
Jenny, I'm not going to let anything derail our plans now, so let me worry about the meeting.
Darling, this is a pleasant surprise.
Well, I was on my way back from Ambridge Organic.
Well, it's perfect timing. I was about to pour myself a little unwinder.
Well, not for me, thanks.
Oh, well, I thought perhaps you'd come to spend some quality time with your big sister.
Look, I need to talk about Mum's birthday party.
Oh, you're not about to cry off, are you? She'd be so disappointed.
No, I'm not, but she's doing a proper seating plan, isn't she?
Well, it's a special occasion, darling.
Lillian, whatever happens, I don't want to end up sitting next to Jennifer.
Tony, Mum's birthday. Can't we all try and behave like grown-ups?
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, you've got my little loan to help you out. It's time to move on.
We're very grateful for your help, but...
You don't know where you'll be sitting.
Oh, I'd be just like Mum to put us together. Poor Tony, he's always so busy, he hardly ever sees her.
Yeah, well, if that's what Mum wants, you'll just have to deal with it, darling.
No, I can't. 2 hours? Just wouldn't be able to trust myself. I'd end up saying things I might come to regret.
Well, it's no good coming to me. I'm not making the list.
No, I know, but, well, you could talk to Mum.
Oh, what can I tell her? She doesn't know about this whole ridiculous situation.
Well, go through the list with her. Make some excuse. You can do it.
Well, I really don't see why I should.
Oh, please. I can't very well ask her myself, can I?
Ooh, all right. I'll do my best, but I can't make any promises.
Hey, there's a big debate started in the comments section.
What?
The website. Below the pig video, was the little pig offside when he took the pass?
You're kidding.
OK, look, I know you'll never understand the offside rule, but it's life or death to some people.
Some life?
You may laugh.
So was he, the pig?
Ah, well, good point. The argument rages on.
Tom.
Hey?
It's our new neighbour.
Oh, right.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
You're Ilona. Have you just moved into number 3?
That's right, yes.
I'm Brenda. And you know Tom, don't you?
Yes, we met at the Laurels.
Hello. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So welcome to the Green.
Thank you.
How's the move going? Are you all settled in?
Oh, not quite yet. There is still more work to do, sorting things out. A lot to do.
Yeah, I bet.
That's moving for you. Always a nightmare.
Oh, but it's such a lovely house.
Oh, yeah, they've done a great job. Really spruced it up.
And what do your girls think of it?
Oh, they are very happy. Now they both have a room of their own.
Ah, great.
So you'll have some peace then?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, you don't happen to have a motorbike by any chance?
Oh, Tom.
Motorbike?
Tom's just kidding. The last tenant was very noisy.
Ah, yes, the boy with the dog.
That's him.
Peggy has been telling me about him, but we shan't be like him. We'll be very quiet, I promise.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't
mean... Well, good luck with the rest of the move, anyway.
Oh, thank you.
And as soon as you're all settled, you'll have to bring the girls around for tea.
Yes, I will. Bye.
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 Oh, she's sweet.
Anyone's got to be better than Jonty.
No, I think she's really nice. I'm so pleased to be moving in.
Yeah. So, what about this meeting?
I've got 30 minutes to do at the Dower House, and then I'll just come straight down.
That's okay. Come when you're ready. They can wait.
Tom.
What?
Stay positive.
I am.
At least I'm invited this time.
Yes. And I'm counting on you, Brenda. Don't take any rubbish from Helen. If she gets out of line, just stamp on her.
I'll offer the best advice I can.
Yeah. Well, now they've turned down the hottest brand in Borchester, gone for a watered-down compromise. Well,
it's a plan. Don't knock it.
Yes, just 1 minute.
Hello.
Oh, Peggy.
I'm sorry, is this a very bad time?
No, not at all. Come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
I know you must be very busy. Jennifer dropped me off on her way into town. I'm having lunch with Jill.
Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's looking very nice already. You're making progress.
Still a big mess, but I'm ready for a break now. Come through to the kitchen. It's a bit more tidy in here and there is room to sit down.
Oh, here, before I forget, I brought you these.
Chocolates or...
Just a little moving-in present for you to share with the girls.
Peggy, thank you. That's so kind.
I expect they're both at school now.
Yes, they wanted to stay home and help, but I said no. School is much more important.
I should think they're quite excited by it all.
Oh, Peggy, they are up half the night talking and unpacking their clothes. They hardly sleep at all.
No arguments over the rooms, I hope.
Oh, no. Rosa has the big room because she's older. That's okay with Anna. She's just so pleased not to be sharing anymore.
Good.
And it's a very pretty room. It has a better view, I think. Would you like tea or coffee?
Oh, whatever's easiest.
Ah, it's such a wonderful kitchen, Peggy. Everything brand new. And all these lovely cupboards.
Yes, I can see.
And a dishwasher too.
You didn't have one before?
No, there was no place for it. Now I have room for everything.
A proper family kitchen.
Yes. Today I will finish downstairs and leave the rest for later.
Back to the Laurels tomorrow?
Yes, and then to you on Friday morning.
If that's still all right with you.
Of course, Peggy. And I hope Jack is all right. He hasn't been missing me too much.
Jack's fine. I saw him this morning.
Oh, good.
Though, I would like to ask your advice, if you don't mind.
About Jack?
Yes. You know it's Remembrance Day on Friday.
Oh, yes, November 11th.
It's always been important to Jack. There's a church service on Sunday morning. I wondered about taking him along.
To the church?
Yes. What do you think?
We're getting down towards the last of the suites.
Well, these still look fine.
Oh, yeah. Another couple of weeks, I reckon.
At least they're selling.
Something to be grateful for. I'll bring another load in over the weekend.
Well, if there's time, with Peggy's birthday...
Yes, Mum's birthday due. I hadn't forgotten.
Okay. Whoops. Sorry I mentioned it.
Oh, I'm quite serious. If I do end up sitting next to Jim...
So, you'll do what? Make a scene? Tip your soup on the floor?
No, all I'm saying is I can't answer for the consequences. She and I end up having a blazing round, spoiling Mum's party.
Oh, please, can we talk about something else? This job's depressing enough already.
Yeah, all right. It was you who brought it up.
I saw Susan this morning. Yeah. They're having Kylie to stay for the night after the funeral.
Oh?
No, I'd be really interested to meet her again after all these years.
Well, if she's taken after her dad,
her
mum come to that.
No, she sounds perfectly nice, according to Susan. And she's doing an English degree at uni.
I suppose she was always quite a harmless little girl.
She was sweet.
I used to feel sorry for her.
She and John got on well too, remember?
Yeah.
He was very fond of her. Kylie must have been, 5 or 6 then.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Though I have to say I'm quite glad Sharon's not coming down as well.
Well, I don't suppose Sharon's that keen to catch up with us either.
Well, she seems to have made a decent life for herself up in Leeds with this bloke of hers.
Mm. Maybe you should tell Hayley she's not coming down.
Yeah.
In case she wants to come to the funeral.
I already have. I called her last night.
Oh, OK.
She doesn't think she'll be able to come anyway, but...
Hiya!
Oh, hello!
How are you? Is it that time already?
2 o'clock, you said?
Well, yeah, but it's still only 5 to. Oh,
OK. Brenda's not here yet. She's on her way.
Well, I'm quite happy to pack this in now.
Yeah, if we're to get through this meeting before milking.
Yeah, with Brenda here to keep us all focused.
Oh, Tom, I was talking to a dairy customer this morning. Guess what? He'd seen your pig video on the net.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's fame for you.
Yeah, a big football fan. He loved it.
Great.
So,
Did he put in an order?
Well, not straight off.
Okay.
But he was very positive. He said he'd review his stocks and keep in touch.
Well, there you go then.
But he'd obviously made the connection between your pigs and Bridge Farm.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess he must have.
Well, you don't have to be a genius, do you? A few clicks on the net and bingo.
Yeah, okay. I suppose you're right.
Okay, let's go in and get started, shall we?
Thank you for the tea, Luna.
You must come and see us again when it's all clean and tidy.
Yes, I will. And I'll see you on Friday morning anyway.
Yes.
If you're sure that's all right.
Yes, of course it is, Peggy.
I do think you're right about the church service. It would just be too much for Jack.
Too long and too many people.
Much better to take him quietly along to the memorial on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I'll buy a cross for us to leave beside it.
That will be very nice for him, I think.
Yes. I'll see if Jennifer's free to pick him up. Or if she's too busy, I can always ask Jill.
It's not very far.
With your help, I'm sure we'll manage.
Oh, yes.
And thank you again, Ilona.
Peggy, it's no trouble at all. After all you've done for me and the girls.
Well, I'm glad you like your new home.
It's the perfect house for us. I think we'll be very happy here.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. Everyone happy?
Yes, yes.
All sounds good to me. Are you happy, Brenda?
Oh, yeah. Feels like a wrap to me.
What do you think we should wait and see if Helen's coming back?
Well, there's no need for that, really, is there? We're through with the business.
Yeah, I think Henry's decided it's time for us to stop.
Yes, OK.
So, just to recap, you want me to get in touch with Hef and bring them up to speed? Be great if you could, Brenda.
That makes sense, as we already have a contact.
They've been a big help to us, given us a lot of hot tips and advice.
Yeah, all the kind of stuff we need to kickstart the relaunch.
It'd be great if we could arrange a meeting with your contact. I'll see what I can do.
So, we'll be talking about the whole works. Packaging, artwork, advertising and promotion.
All sounds good to me.
And all under the revamped Ambridge Organics brand.
Yeah, and like we said, we need to bear in mind that we are talking about a complete relaunch and not just a rebranding exercise.
Mm. So, has everyone got that loud and clear?
Yes, of course.
No one's disagreeing with you.
So long as Helen understands.
Yes, Tom, I'm sure she does.
Well, you heard what she said. She's right behind it, 100%.
OK, then. Right, well, I've got some pigs to feed. And Brenda?
Yeah, I'll have to run too.
Well, thanks again for your input, Brenda. It was a great help.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, well.
Okay. Yeah, well, we ought to meet up again sometime soon.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe early next week. We'll see how it goes.
Great.
Bye then.
Bye, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye.
So, that went okay, didn't it?
Oh, it went really well, Tony. Lots of great ideas, no rows, everyone getting on. We're making some real progress at last.
Mm. Pleasant change after all that bickering.
Oh, it makes such a difference. I feel as if there's some point to it all, that everyone cares enough to want to make it work.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm really starting to believe we can do this. We won't end up bankrupt in 6 months' time.
Yeah, well, I'd better get on with the milking.
Oh, Tony, what about tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ivy's funeral. Do you want to come?
Well, I would, but I really don't see how I'll have the time.
That's okay. I'll be going.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll nip down to the church for the service.
And then the crematorium, is it?
Oh, that's family only. Then there's a wake in the bull.
Oh, that should be an interesting occasion.
I might try and pop my head in if there's time.
Whole family under the same roof, Clive included.
Susan says he's trying to reform lately.
Oh, yeah. Pigs might fly.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, shall we?
It's not just him. There's Keith and Stuart, the terrible twosome.
Well, you'd think they'd all behave for their mother's funeral.
What? A whole pub full of horribins. All that emotion and alcohol sloshing about.
Well.
Trust me. Be like sticking half a dozen ferrets in a sack. The fur's bound to be flying by the end of it.
I hope not, for Bert's sake, if nothing else. It'd be such a shame if they let him down.
Oh, there. Look who's come in now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tracy?
And her two little ones.
Yeah.
Growing up fast.
Yeah. No sign of Den.
No surprise there.
No. Oh,
Poor old Bert. Look at him.
Yeah, poor man. He'd be lost without Ivy.
Oh, and there's Gary looking like he's just got out of bed.
Good. I'm not too late.
Hello, Pat.
Morning.
Hello. Gosh. So, here they all are.
Yeah, it's a good turnout. Ivy'd be pleased.
Who's the girl in the dress?
Our.
Half out of it, you mean.
That's Keith's wife, Donna.
I hope she doesn't catch a chill in that. So, which one's Kylie?
Oh, that's her. Look, over there, talking to Susan.
Oh, goodness. Is that really her?
Yeah, she's staying with us. I picked her up from the station.
Oh, she looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't she? You'd never guess her dad were that Clive.
Well, your granddad's very pleased you've come.
Oh, that's nice. I went up and said hello and we had a little chat, but...
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to talk to him properly when we're back at the ball.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And I expect there'll be a lot of other people there too, from the village.
Yeah. So, are Pat and Tony Archer here anywhere?
Oh, yeah, look, that's Pat over there, with Neil.
Oh, right.
And you've met all the family?
Yeah, apart from my dad.
Oh, well.
That's if he's bothered to come.
Oh, yes, he's here somewhere. Would you like me to...
No, thanks, Susan. Maybe later.
Hey, Trace.
Clive. So, you made it then?
Of course. I was here before you were. Been looking after Dad.
I had the kids to get ready, didn't I?
Okay, fair enough. Oh, my little niece and nephew should be proud.
Thanks.
And you're not looking so bad yourself, sis.
So, what are you after then?
Eh?
On the catch as usual. A smoke, is it?
Oh, well, you know, if you've got one to spare.
Go on, then.
Oh, thanks, Trace.
So, how's Dad doing? I tried, but he didn't have much to say.
He'll be better when it's all over and done.
Makes two of us.
Well, that's the least we can do for Mum, innit, eh? Give her a good send-off.
Oh, don't say that, Clive. I'm feeling bad enough already.
Hey, there. No need for that. Oh,
she was so good to me, and I never did nothing to pay her back. Now it's too late.
Come on, you know she never held it against you.
Are you okay, Tracy?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, the hearse will be here in a minute. So why don't you round up your two and we'll get ourselves ready.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Well, bound to be harder for her, innit? Because she's the youngest.
Yeah.
A little titch, eh?
I've told Stuart to look after her. Sit by her when we go in.
Yeah. Susan, that young girl you was talking to just now.
Yeah.
Was that Kylie?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Your daughter. You really ought to go and say hello to her, Clive.
Yeah, I will. Later.
Oh. Here he comes now.
Best get this done with first, eh?
Yeah.
Come on, then. Let's put on the best show we can. For Mum.
Excuse me, please. Oh, thank you.
Hello, Clary.
Oh, my goodness, what a crush.
Yeah, the whole world and his mother, eh?
It's nice, though, isn't it? All these people come along.
Yeah. So, what can I get you, then?
Oh, that's very kind. Just an apple juice, please.
So, did
it go all right at the crematorium?
Yeah, all straightforward.
Well, lovely service anyway. Real tribute to Ivy.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was.
Can you mind, please?
trying to get to the bar.
Oh, here we go.
Tracy, she looks a bit the worse for wear already.
Yeah, she's been quite upset. Her and Keith had a hip flask outside the crematorium.
Oh,
right.
Oh, my. Oh, Neil. Mm. Could you get another room for me?
Mm?
There's a love.
Hello, Tracy.
Oh. Same again?
Oh, make it a double, go on.
Hello, somebody mentioned a double.
Oh, Neil's buying. He's getting in around.
Oh, well, just in time, eh?
All right, what's yours then, Clive?
Oh, whiskey, tar.
We was just saying you must be pleased for Ivy, all these people turning out to pay their respects.
Yeah, she was a one-off, eh, Mum?
Yeah, that's true enough, Clive.
A gold. Yeah, life's not going to be the same without her.
Oh, Clive.
Here we go.
No, Trace.
Oh, poor Mum. I can't believe she's really gone.
Yeah, go on now. You let it all out.
What are we going to do without her?
Well, we'll just have to look out for each other now, eh? Us family.
Do
you want to get some fresh air, Tracer?
No, I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
No, I'll be fine in a minute. Oh, dear. Where's that barman?
That's it, you sit there. Clary will look after you.
Hey,
where are you going?
Save that drink for me, Neil. Someone else I've got to talk to.
So, you're enjoying uni?
Yeah, I am. It's a great course. Great social life. I've made so many new friends.
Oh, good.
And I've got some really nice housemates.
And do you get home much? You know, back to Leeds?
Quite a lot, yeah. It's not so far. See my mum and my stepdad.
Okay.
And my boyfriend's still down there, so...
Excuse me, sorry to butt in.
Oh.
So, you're Kylie, right?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Clive. Your dad.
Oh. Yeah. Hello.
Look, I've got to get back to work. It was really nice to meet you again, Kylie.
Yeah, and you.
We'll keep in touch. Bye.
Bye.
So, Kylie, I was going to say hello earlier, but...
Were you?
Yeah, at the church and the creme, but, well, you know, you was always so busy, so...
So?
Well, now I've got you all to myself, eh, so, how about another, eh? White wine, is it?
No, thanks. Really, I'm okay.
Kylie, I know it's been a long time.
About 22 years.
So... We got a lot to catch up on.
I don't get it. I don't understand why. All that time and nothing. Not even a phone call or a birthday card.
Kylie, what happened with you and Mum? Well, after that, it was hard for me, you know.
Hard? All you had to do is pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, like, what was I going to say?
Well, if you had nothing to say to me then, what's there to say to me now?
They're still talking. She ain't looking too happy, though, is she?
No, it's Clive. Oh, look at him.
Do you think we should go over?
No, not yet. Let's give him a bit longer.
Look, it's not too late. I can make up for all that. We could still be friends, you and me, eh?
I don't think so.
But I'm your dad.
Please, try and understand. I've got my own life, my home, my family, my mum and my stepdad and my brother.
Stepdad?
Yeah. He's been good to me.
Oh, so your mum got lonely, did she?
He's all the dad I've ever known. He's always been there for me.
So that cuts me out, does it?
Look, that's not fair. You can't just walk out of my life and then expect to stroll back in again now.
Oh, but that don't mean that I don't love you, that I don't care.
I care. But... How can you say that?
Okay, wait, look here. I'll show you how much I care.
No, please.
See these? These are your nan's rings. She left them to me.
What?
Her wedding and engagement rings. They're mine now.
Her rings?
Well, you know, I'm keeping them for you, Kylie. They'll be yours when the time comes, see?
See, that's how much you mean to me. That's how much I care.
You ignore me for 22 years, then you think...
No, hang on.
Buy me back with
what?
Those.
You what?
And they shouldn't be yours anyway. They should be Susan's.
Kylie.
Keep your rings. I don't want them. I don't ever want to see you again.
Kylie, wait.
Kylie? What has happened? Are you all right?
Yeah, Oh, Susan.
What is it, love? What did he say to you?
Oh, he just wouldn't understand. He kept on at me. And then the rings. Oh, they were too much.
Rings? What rings?
Nan's rings. He says she left them to him.
What? To Clive?
Oh, Kylie, don't walk off.
Oh, please, I meant what I said.
Clive, why did you go and upset her? What's this about Mum's rings?
Well, they're mine. She left them to me.
To you? Of course she never.
She did. Oh, you asked Dad.
Oh, I see. You mean you sweet-talked him round and took him? Helped yourself?
Hey, mind, you should be careful what you're saying.
So, new leaf, is it? Should have known better. A leopard never changes its spots.
That's it. That's enough. I'm out of here.
Hey, Clive. No, don't go. Don't you dare. Don't think you'll get away with this.
It's the truth. Mum cared for me, even if no one else did.
What do you know about truth?
Mum loved me, Susan.
Oh, yeah. She loved you, did she? You made her life a misery, who drove her to an early grave.
What did you say?
You heard. It's time someone said it.
Susan?
Well, go on then, if you're going to hit me.
You don't talk to me like that. You're going to wish you hadn't said that.
Go on. Get out of here. I don't want you near Dad again or near this village, you understand?
You know what you are? You're sick!
Oh, get lost!
I'm going! I'm through with you! I'm through with this whole sick family!
Oh, that's it! Go on and don't come back!
Susan! Oh, Kylie, come here, you poor thing! I'm sorry.
Shh!
I can't do this anymore. Can you take me home, please?
Brian, bright and early as usual.
Morning, Annabelle.
And Debbie, too?
Yes, yes, fresh from the great Hungarian plains. She's on the phone to her mother.
Right, well...
Trying to make up for not seeing her this time. It's a big disappointment for Jenny.
Oh, so she's just come over for the meeting.
Yeah, she's a busy girl. But this dairy project means a lot to her. She's worked hard on her presentation. With Martin's help, of course.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Oh, I think you'll be impressed.
I'm on your side already, Brian.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, there are one or two others on the board who may still need convincing.
Yes, well, that's what we're here for. You still okay to take the chair?
Yeah, fine by me.
Good.
Annabelle.
Oh,
hi.
Hello. How was your flight?
Fine, thanks. No delays.
Well, it's good of you to come all this way.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, shall we go and grab a coffee?
Brian, before we go in, can I just have a word?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you inside.
So, what?
Mum seemed a bit stressed on the phone.
Yeah, well, she's upset you're not staying over.
No, not just that. She's obviously worried about Adam.
Oh?
That he's still unhappy with the dairy scheme.
Oh, you know your mother. She likes to fuss.
But you told me it was all sorted, that you'd talked to him.
I have. Yes, I've had a long talk with him, and we've reached a clear understanding.
Okay, so... As far as that goes, I've nothing to worry about.
Nothing at all. Come on, let's get in out of the cold.
Mum would never have left those rings to Clive. Mm. Never. Not in a million years.
No, of course she wouldn't.
Rings don't go to sons, they go to daughters.
Well, all I'm saying is that Bert's not been himself. I mean, maybe he got in a muddle.
You can't go blaming Dad. I know what happened. Clive got hold of him when he was upset and vulnerable. Got round him with his smarmy cheating lies or just plain bullied him into it. Preying on a defenceless old man.
Yes, yes, all right.
Walking off with those rings and then bragging about it to poor Kylie.
Yeah, I know.
He's got no thought for anyone but himself. And I can't believe you're trying to defend what he's done.
Me? Defend Clive? You think I've gone mad? Look, I just don't like to see you so upset about it.
Well, I am.
Come on, sit down. There. Now finish your coffee.
Oh, I can't believe I was so stupid.
Yes, well...
I'll never believe another word he says ever again.
No.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Carly.
Hi.
Do you have a nice walk?
Yeah, thanks. Just up the hill a bit and then thought it was going to rain, so... Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
Kindly, if we want to get that train...
Yeah, I'm all packed up and ready.
Ah. Well, shall we say 20 minutes?
Yeah, if that's okay with you, Neil.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just finish off outside.
Great, thanks.
So, time for a coffee?
Ooh, yes, please. You're having one.
Yeah, go on then, you sit down. It's a shame you can't stay longer.
Susan?
Hmm?
About Clive. About my dad.
Oh, Kylie. I'm so sorry about yesterday.
No, please don't worry. I'm fine. I just wanted to say... I've made up my mind. I'm not going to have any more contact with him. I don't want to see him or talk to him ever again.
Well, maybe that's for the best.
And could you tell that to the rest of the family? Just so there's no misunderstanding.
Yes, of course.
Thanks. It may sound hard, but...
After the way he's behaved.
So you don't think I'm being selfish?
Selfish? Kylie, you're young. You've got your own life to lead. Anyone in your situation would feel just the same. Don't let him use his emotional blackmail on you. You should have nothing to do with him.
Okay. Oh, thanks for being so supportive.
Well, you heard what I said to Clive yesterday outside the ball. Yes, so I was very upset, but I meant it. I meant every word.
So, while this is, of course, a bold and ambitious scheme with a fair amount of complex detail to be addressed, it's also one that would establish Borchester Land as a leading player in the future development of dairy farming. And, as has been so ably demonstrated by Martin, a scheme that has the potential to reap us some very handsome profits over the foreseeable future.
Hear, hear.
So, well, that's quite enough from me. Thank you all for your patience.
OK, well, I'm sure you'll all want to join me in thanking Debbie for what was an extremely thorough and, I think, very interesting presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So, does anyone have any questions?
Yes, if I can start the ball rolling.
Andrew?
These outline plans for the unit, all very impressive. Mm-hmm. And you say this architectural firm has previous experience with big units like this?
Yes.
They come highly recommended, Andrew.
Well... As I understand it, there are very few existing units on the kind of scale we're talking about.
Indeed.
As of now, there'll soon be more, I'm sure of that.
Yes, but as there's so little precedent, your architect's previous experience may not count for much.
I don't quite see your argument.
Well, you
there.
Could say that, but I'd say it's all the more important. It will give us a crucial edge with the planners.
All right, I take your point. My wider concern is that local opposition is bound to be our number one hurdle.
Quite possibly.
We're quite prepared for that. And, as you've seen, we've allowed for it too in our PR budgets.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. OK, so...
Annabelle,
next?
Sorry, can I just...
Yeah, Andrew, carry on.
When we first discussed this project, we considered the two alternative schemes, one with the home farm acreage and one without.
Yep. We'll aim to house 1,500 cows with home farm.
And 1,000 without.
That's right.
So, this may sound naive, but would a smaller unit be easier to get past the planners?
Brian?
No, I don't think that's the case at all. We'd still be talking about a very large building, plus all the infrastructure, the access, feed storage and so on.
OK, so... There'd be no advantage whatsoever in opting for an estate-only scheme.
Quite. With the full scheme, we'd have huge benefits of scale. I thought we'd made that clear enough already.
Yes, I understand. And I presume that the project has the full backing of everyone at Home Farm?
Well, I can certainly speak for myself and for Debbie.
And what about Adam Macy?
Adam? Well...
I only ask because I've heard that he's not entirely happy about it. That, in fact, he's
positively opposed to the whole idea?
He... Well, yes, perhaps he does have one or two reservations.
One or two? Could you be more specific?
Andrew, it's more of a private family matter. I mean, I can't see how it's important to this discussion.
I'm afraid that I disagree. I'm sure none of us here would want to risk such a major investment unless we were sure that our major partners are 100% fully committed. Can you give such an assurance?
Well, I mean, I...
Andrew, can I just step in here?
Annabelle.
I do understand your concerns. And, of course, Brian's point about economies of scale.
Yes, but what
I'm sure none of us wants to compromise. It has to be the bigger unit or none at all.
Mm. Well, of course.
So can I make a suggestion? Why don't we delay any further decision until the next meeting?
Delay?
That should give Brian a fair chance to address any family disagreements. Then when he's confident he's done so, we can move things on again.
Oh, that pushes it into the new year. There's no meeting around Christmas.
So Thursday the 5th of January, then. That should give you time to resolve things, shouldn't it, Brian?
Oh, I'm so glad I had a chance to talk to Pat. She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, she's been a good friend to me, as well as me boss.
I can't say I remember much about Bridge Farm and the caravan.
Well, gosh, it's been a long time.
Though I do remember Mum being stressed out a lot of the time. Mm. I can see why. Must have been a real struggle.
Yeah. And he got a little brother now.
Rich.
So how old is he?
Oh, 12? No, 13.
Mm. Oh, that must have been him who answered the phone when I called you Mum.
He's all right. We have a few laughs when he's not hammering me on his Xbox.
Well, I'm glad your mum's more settled now.
Yeah. And she was so lucky to find Eamon, my stepdad. He's been really good for her.
So they've been together for a while, have they?
Oh, yeah. Since way back. For me, it's like he's always been there. He's a great dad. And now he's paying my accommodation through uni.
Oh, well, you are lucky.
Yeah, yeah, I really am. And I think how tough it was for Mum.
Have you got any plans for after university?
Oh, not yet. I've still got another year. I suppose I ought to be thinking about it.
No big rush, is there?
Okay, Kylie, maybe we should...
Oh, yes, look at the time.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll go get my stuff.
Right.
Lucky you reminded us. We've been sat here chatting away.
Yeah. So, is she okay about...
She's a sensible girl. She'll soon put it all behind her.
As long as Clive leaves her alone.
Oh, he will. She's just so lucky to have a stepdad who really does love her and care for her.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
You know what I think? Mm-hmm. When Clive walked out on her and Sharon all those years ago, that was the best thing he's ever done.
Lillian, it's got to be. Who else?
Does it matter who?
She must have gone blabbing off her mouth at the last BMD meeting.
Look,
she and Andrew in one of their cosy little chats.
I really don't care who told Andrew, but you told me before we went into the meeting...
I said I talked it through with Adam.
Yeah, and reached a clear understanding.
Oh.
Well, come on. I need to know the truth, or shall I just ask Adam?
All right, all right. I tried to be reasonable, listen to him, put our case. But he dug his heels in. He just wouldn't budge. So in the end, I had no choice.
No choice but to do what?
To lay it on the line. We have a majority. So whatever he feels, we're going ahead regardless.
Oh, Dad!
Well, what else could I say?
You promised me you'd sort out the problem, but now you've gone and made it far worse.
But I don't think it's fair just to blame me.
But don't you see? Without Adam on board, this whole project's dead in the water. It's as simple as that.